sitting tall. If you need to sit on something, do so. Lift up through your spine. Close your eyes when you're ready. And just start feeling your breath coming in, feeling your breath going out. And by feeling your breath moving inside, you're making this initial connection with your body. Breathing in, breathing out, coming to this moment. Atta Yoga Anushasanam. Now begins the practice of yoga. Bring your hands to heart center. Relax your shoulders back. Lift your heart bone a little bit. Proud, proud heart. And we'll begin with three ohms. Exhale completely. Relax your face. Deep breath in. Keep your eyes closed for the whole practice if you like. My name's Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the class. So the voice you'll hear in the background is mine, but the underlying theme that I like to offer out for the practice is to really listen to yourself. So for the next 90 minutes, we're going to get some really peaceful music. We'll have a lot of time and space to really listen to our bodies as we relax in floor or passive postures. So this gives us an opportunity to get past the surface muscles. You know, there's a lot of the time the surface muscles will protect joints or protect parts of our body. But in yin, which is why we hold the postures longer, gives us an opportunity to really feel, to breathe in, to practice acceptance and allowance, and to allow those superficial muscles to relax and stretch into the deeper connective tissue. And there's always a parallel. As we move into a deeper layer of the physical body, it actually gives us an opportunity to be present with, listen to, and relax deeper levels of our nervous system. And so, listen to yourself. Listen to your body, and we'll try to create a really, really zen space. I'll guide everything, so you'll know what to do. Just give yourself this space to really relax the mind. Welcome. Hands on your knees. Beginning our practice with some simple movements of the spine with breathing. So on your inhale, slowly arch your back, seated back bend, lifting your heart up, chin up, shoulders back as you breathe in. As you exhale, slowly round your back. Inhale. Nice long breath. Trying to stretch the breath out longer as you arch. And as you exhale, round. Relax your face. Keep going on your own. For those who are new to the practice, Yin Yoga is a practice of surrender, learning how to let go of tension. And so the more that we can let the mind just be peaceful, so not really trying to analyze what you're feeling. If you notice the mind wanders to after class, or maybe the mind gets caught in a story, as much as you can, just come back to the present moment and stay with your breathing. Keep breathing smoothly and calmly here. See if you can empty the lungs a little bit more on one end and fill the lungs a little bit more on the other end. Breathing the upper lungs. Very good. And then come to a neutral spine. Slide the block out or come off of the bolster if you're on one. Just a loose cross in your ankles, cross legs. Bring your right palm on the floor out to the side. Do what you can. Maybe you need to use a block for support. Inhale. Reach your left arm upwards. Connect your pointy finger and thumb of the left hand. Inhale. Get long. And then come out to your right hand side. Taking a few deep breaths here. If it feels open, you can bring your right forearm to the floor. Gentle reaching action with the left arm. Turn your heart a little bit to the sky and lift your heart into the side arc. Last breath. Maybe relax your head, relax your upper arm. And then slowly come up to a seated position. Take a deep breath in. Maybe a nice ha. Deep breath out. It's so nice to slow down. Bring your right arm up. Left hand out to the side. Pointy finger and thumb of the upper hand. Lift upwards. And then come out to the side. You don't have to push too hard here. Just stay with your breath. If you feel more flexible, the left forearm can come on the floor. Breathe. See if you can stretch your breath a little bit. When we gently stretch the breath, or gently stretching the mind. Right hip heavy. Lift through your spine.
Maybe relax your head at the end. Maybe the upper arm relaxes. And a little smile. Slowly come up.
Roll out your shoulders. Deep breath in. Feel your hips heavy. The last preparation for the spine. Bring your left hand behind you. Right hand on your left knee. Both hips on the ground. Inhale, gently lift your heart. Really relax your neck here and twist. Just feel. Listen to your spine. Imagine you're breathing into the whole spine. Relax the muscles around your eyes. And the last moment, little twist. Face the front. You can switch the legs, switching the cross of the legs if you want, a little symmetry. Left hand on your right knee, right hand on the floor behind you. Palm flat if you can. Close to your back. On your inhale, lift up. On your exhale, gently twist and continue breathing through your whole spine. Neck stays relaxed. Last breath here. A little bit more of a twist. And facing the front, maybe a little counter twist if you like. Set yourself up on a bolster or a block again if you were on one in the first posture, so it's really comfortable. And just stretch your legs for one moment if you need to. And then cross the legs. So you gently move through the six directions of the spine, helping to bring awareness and suppleness to the spine, calming the breath, calming the mind. We'll now do a cooling and calming pranayama, breath technique. Sitali or Sitkari. If you've been to my classes or if you know it, then you can begin Sitali or Sitkari now. Curled tongue or hissing breath. For those of you who can curl your tongue, curl the tongue like a straw. Stick the tongue out past your lips. And then inhale a cool line of air through the tongue. And you'll actually feel cool air, and you'll hear the sound of wind like you're breathing through a straw. That cool air comes into the lungs. And then when you exhale, just silently exhale. Nose or mouth. Close your eyes. And continue. It's simple and effective. For those who cannot curl the tongue, it's like 2 out of 10 people can't curl. Hissing breath, Sitkari. So your lower lip just relaxes open, your teeth are together, and you inhale like a gentle hiss. The sound will be louder because there's more air moving. You feel cool air in your mouth, filling your lungs. And then as you exhale, silent exhale, out of the nose or out of the mouth. Continue with your eyes closed. What's nice about this is you can do it laying down if you want. We'll continue for about 5 minutes, seated or laying. Continue the cooling breathing technique. This technique works on many of the heart meridians connected with your lips, your mouth. It physically cools the blood. If you're ever overheated, you can do this. And it helps to cool the emotions. So if you feel heated emotions, irritability, or anger, this will help to calm the heart, calm the mind, and release that tension. Feel the cool air coming in, cool air going out. This is much more effective than just meditating for calming. I highly recommend you do it. Every time you inhale, imagine you're breathing in cool, cool ice from the center of a glacier. Every time you exhale, let go of some tension somewhere in your being. Go inward and listen to the signals from inside. Relax your hands and your elbows more. Let your arms be floppy. Lift your heart if you're sitting. Relax your face. Very good. Stay with it for the whole 5 minutes to get the full effect. Sometimes this might bring up some emotions. It's really good, letting those emotions flow. Last minute. If you're laying on the floor, over the next minute or so, make yourself back up, come back up to a seated position. Take your time, then you can keep doing sitali as you move. peaceful sound of the birds. Mother Nature is helping us relax. Finish your last round. Take a deep breath in. Let your belly hang out. Relax your solar plexus. Slowly come onto your hands and your knees. Make sure you have nice padding underneath your knees. And bring your knees wider apart. If your knees have issues, you might have a bolster between your buttocks and your knees and your heels. And you might even have a rolled towel underneath your ankles so that it doesn't stretch the ankles too much. You might not need any of that. And I'll go and help in a moment. Hips back, coming to child's pose. Arms forward or back. Knees can be together if you prefer. First gentle stretch here. So easing the body in. And we'll be here for just a few minutes. Let your arms relax to the floor. Let your elbows relax on the floor. So don't reach your arms. Let your arms totally relax here. Good. If you need, you can put your head on a block so the head can hang, supported on a block. Hips hanging back towards your heels. Inhale, really take your time, fill up. Maybe a little smile. Just listen. Listen to your inner world. Slowly, come onto your hands and your knees. We'll be moving into the half pigeon, relaxed position, with the left knee up. So those of you who know the pigeon, you don't need guidance, you can come right into it now. So I'm going to give different instructions. Bringing your left knee up close to your left wrist, and then you turn your right foot in towards your right wrist. Square your hips towards the front. Your front shin might be on an angle, and eventually, with flexibility, your front shin will become parallel to the front of your mat. And then, with your hips squared, slide your back knee backwards a number of times. So at this point, some of you might take a block and have the block underneath your left buttocks. That helps giving support. Taking too much pressure or taking pressure off of your knee. Some of you may like to have a block for underneath your head or even something for underneath your chest. You want to feel that nice passive stretch so it's uncomfortable but also comfortable. Comfortable discomfort. So, different bodies. Yeah? And then coming down to your forearms, feeling the nice stretch through the outer left side of your hip, perhaps deep into your hip joint. And your left knee is actually out to the left more. There is a version of this where you can be laying on your thigh, but it won't be getting as big of a stretch, which is totally fine. But if you want more of a stretch, left knee comes out to the left, and your left foot comes forward more. And then bring your left knee backwards more. Slide your whole hips come backwards. Yeah. Feel that? Yeah. And let's dive into our breath, yogis. We're here for about 5 minutes. Just let the mind be peaceful. Not getting caught up in drama, and just breathe. Nice, tender breath in, down into your belly, down into your hips. And every exhale, you release a little bit of your body weight down, releasing the muscles around your joints. One day you can walk your arms forward, get your head all the way on the floor, and maybe turn the head. If you don't feel a stretch and you want some help, then please raise your hand and I can help you find a stretch. I'll get over there in a second.
relax your fingertips. Relax your shoulders.
See if you can let your heart start to sink down between the shoulders. The belly sinks down, whole spine sinking like a hammock. And continue breathing. Allow your whole pelvic girdle to just surrender here. You're receiving really nice fresh blood into the pelvis.
Respect, listening. Take a giant breath in and let go of a nice long ha. That discomfort can be completely allowed, transitioned into a sound and release. You're just moving energy. And we're at the last breath here. Deep inhale, prepare to relax everything, sink down even more. Now when you exit the pose, try to exit slower than you want to. So there's like that little bit of patience, really feeling the sensations as you come out. And you can lean onto your left hip. Your left arm comes out to the side like a brace. Just kind of lean and let the left side sink down, leaning into the shoulder. Close your eyes. Nice deep breath in. Grounding exhale. Beautiful. Let's balance it out on the other side. So first come onto your hands and knees. And if you feel you'd like a little reset for your spine, you can inhale back bend, exhale round, a cat-cow. You can go back to child's pose for a moment. Just listen to your body. And then set yourself up with the right knee coming up and out to the right, close to your right hand. Right foot comes forward, close to your left wrist. Now this one puts an angle on the knee, right? So you need to really listen to your knee here. And it's okay to put a prop underneath your right buttocks to take pressure off of that knee. And then you just do a little work to square your hips more to the floor. Reach the left leg backwards and even bring the left leg into the center more, like an inward spiral. Grow towards the front of the room on an inhale. And
when you're ready, lay it down. Five sweet minutes here. If you'd like to make it a really, really present moment breath meditation, that's about 25 breaths, 30 breaths. So if you want, you can stretch out and count 25 or 30 breaths. If you need some help here, please raise your hand.
Bring up that to the forefront so we feel a discomfort when the mind maybe starts judging or resisting or waiting for the pose to end. So your breath is such an important tool in this practice, because as you breathe in consciously, you expand your ribs, expand your lungs, your belly, and as you breathe out consciously, it actually feels like a massage from inside out. So see if you can keep a commitment, a connection to that massaging breath. If the mind comes in, you can always come back to your breathing. Face really relaxed. It's so good for you. Such a gift to yourself. There's just 20 seconds left.
stay very calm in the posture. Prepare for the last breath. Inhale all the way. Really expand. And as you exhale, a big sigh, sink down. Let your heart melt. Releasing a deeper inner tension. And then very calmly, keep your eyes closed, I suggest. Come up. You can lean out onto your right side a little bit, right outer thigh. Right arm is straight. Let your belly hang out. Make your way to child's pose. If you prefer to just lay down on your belly for a moment, you can. Just take 30 seconds. And if you'd like, you can join for one nice brahmari. Deep breath in. Your way on to your belly. So this next posture has a little bit of a yang component, just because we hold our arms straight. But you can actually find a position with this that the arms almost like lock themselves there, so you don't have to even think of them. And you let the whole spine and hips release. You can use blocks to stack up and support your head forward on your chin. Or you can drop your head, or you can let your head hang all the way down. And the way we come in, let me think for a second. Bending your right leg out to the side, right out to the side like a frog's leg. And then actually bring your right foot a little bit out. Then pull your hips forward slightly. So you have that 90 degree in your right leg. Come onto your forearms facing the front. This may be more than enough. Now, if you come forward too much, you'll lose the hip opening stretch here. So you want the knee pointing right out to the side for this one. There's differences in the ball and socket joints in some people. So this works for most people, but some of you might actually have to move the knee a little bit. And so you can explore at the beginning. So you may like to stay here if you feel enough. On your forearms, letting your head hang, or just keeping your head up, and if possible, straighten your arms.
then you can play with that angle. Maybe the knee comes a little bit back. Maybe the foot comes a little bit in. And then some of you, you can get the arms almost vertical. And even turn the fingers backwards, leaning against your own elbows. And then let your head hang. If you prefer, you can have the head up. Find what feels like that nice balance for you. And start letting all the weight sink into your pelvis. Go a little deeper by bringing the knee forward. Breathe as if you're breathing right down into your belly here. And everyone, you're releasing the soft part of your belly to the floor. Imagine your belly button hanging out of your spine, like a kangaroo pouch. Totally softening here. Relax your face. Come into the most peaceful breathing. Really connect here. Remember, at any time, a big breath in and a big ha.
Notice what arises. When you're 3-4 minutes into the pose, that's when the deeper layers start revealing themselves. Stay with your breath and just listen. Last 30 seconds. Taking a final deep breath in. Let your pelvis go totally loose. Please take your time. Slowly come back down.
You can keep your leg like that, lay right down, and just turn your head to the left, or to the right, excuse me, to the right.
One soft Brahmari. Tell your nervous system, it's okay. Deep breath in. Make our way to the other side. Straight leg. Shift to the other side of your mat. Left knee comes out. It's about 4 minutes in this pose. You can be on your forearms, head on a block, chin on a block. Maybe a block and a bolster for comfort, more for your chin. Listen to your back. This can be quite pronounced for those people with back issues. Maybe straightening the arms on a diagonal. Maybe the arms are totally moving towards vertical. Perhaps turning the fingers back towards you. Just play around with it at the beginning here. And then find that perfect angle for your knee. You could even reach your left knee and whole hip out to the left more. Peeling your groin open a little bit wider. And you found a pose that it feels like you can really be with. Close your eyes. Go in. Notice the different emotions. This posture works on lower chakras, 1, 2, and if you're high up, 3. Deal with security, wants and needs, desire, addiction. The relationship with control. some this can really help to release anger. Breathe into your belly. Breathe into your lower back. Let the energy gently massage. Relax your face. Really good. Release the muscles that go deep into the front of your pelvis, the deep psoas. Let your belly hang out like a basket. Into the last breath. Feel with total compassion. Deep inhale. Let the whole hips settle. Release your tailbone. Now, very slowly, come back to the floor. Keep your leg out. Turn your head to the left. Good job. Feel Mother Earth. Lay your whole body weight to the earth. Feel completely supported. Deep inhale. Sweet bee. down your belly, straight legs. And you could do little kind of seesaws with your hips here if you like, just really gently. And then turning onto your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet flat onto the floor. Bring your knees wider, bring your feet wider to the edges of your mat, and then let your knees hang together. If you like, you can bring your fingertips gently onto your lower belly. And just connect with that area. Just listen. Connect with Apana Vayu, which is the grounding or downward flowing energy. Like roots of a tree. Gravity. Physical level, the menstrual cycle is an example of nature having that eliminatory energy once a month, so it's grounding back to the earth, releasing, and also preparing as the old is released. It makes a space for the new to come. And nature is doing this all the time. So maybe you can think of that on an energetic or emotional level. But for a few breaths, maybe there's something that you're ready to let go of. And if it doesn't feel ready, you'll know. There'll be a resistance. There'll be a holding. Nature is very, very wise. The apple doesn't fall off the tree before it's ready. Only when it's ready, dunk, falls. So just be patient. And if ever it feels like something won't release, maybe it's just not the time yet. We don't need to get so stressed. Trust in nature. Straightening your legs on the floor.
We'll do a simple supported back bend, but we'll do it with a bolster this time. So I don't want anyone to have to move. I want you guys to stay propping yourself up on your elbows, maybe halfway sitting up, facing the back here. Your hips and your butt will stay really nice and grounded on the floor the whole time. So imagine you have a butt print, a leg print, it's not going anywhere. And then, some might like to even put a block underneath the middle of the bolster to prop it up a little bit, or more to the end of the bolster. But one bolster can be enough. Bring the bolster nice and close. Lay back. Interlace the fingers if you like. And let the arms hang over you. There are much more intense back bend stretches here. Offering a kind of a middle one. You want to make it deeper, put a block under. Feeling your head hanging back. Still haven't begun the 5 minutes yet, so you still have time to find the perfect position for that block. Maybe it's lifting the middle back more. Maybe you want it more on the lower back. Maybe it's more the upper back. Breath. Connect with your breathing. On your inhale, expanding your heart. Expand the back ribs. On your exhale, maybe a pause every time it's fine. Notice the interconnected relationship between how relaxed and heavy your hips are and the effect that that has on your heart and neck. In other words, you could focus on your heart and your chest, but then the lower mat actually gets tight without noticing. So what if you were to really relax your lowest back? Let your hips be totally heavy.
And then just notice the effect that it has up the spine as you relax your base more.
Your face even more.
That's just 15 seconds left. Savor these last moments. But let go of any attachment. Let go of any gripping. Where you are is where you are. And it's perfect for today. Deep inhale. Hips heavy, head heavy, shoulder heavy. Heart supported. Take your time and make your way to Shavasana. Laying on your back, take a minute, take two. You know your body. Remember, my voice is secondary. You are the primary teacher. You may wish to give yourself a little hug when you're on your back. Spine flat on the floor. Maybe just rest for a moment. Listen. What do you feel here? You might like to give your knees an actual hug. Maybe a very soft little kiss on each knee. You are totally worth it. You are worth all of the love and respect that you have to give to yourself. And then releasing into the final Shavasana. If your back is sore, put a bolster underneath your knees. You might do some adjustments before you lay yourself down. We have a good long Shavasana today. If you have glasses, take them off. Ponytail out from under the head. Maybe you use something to support your head, or maybe if you can, just let the head be flat on the floor. You want to get really comfortable. Palms are open, close to your side body. Heels close together, let your feet hang apart. Now relax your legs completely, just let them go. Relax your arms completely. Relax your hips. Relax your shoulders. Your tailbone. Middle back. Upper back. Relax your neck. The back of your head. Your forehead. Eyelids. Eyeballs. The muscles behind your eyes. Your jaw. Your throat. Your heart, lungs, your belly, your pelvic floor, central spinal cord running through the center of your spine. Relax your central nervous system, right from the center. Relax. 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 this fat. Listening to your body. And if you prefer to keep laying down, then just stay here in Shavasana as long as you feel you need. And just be nourished. You don't need to move. Enjoy this space. And I'll invite you to take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Wiggle your fingers and your toes very lightly. Gently stretching your arms overhead. And gently rolling to the right hand side in a fetal position. Resting your head on your right arm. Slowly, very calmly, bring yourself up to the most comfortable meditation position. Feel your hips very grounded. Lightly lifting through the crown. Lightly lift your heart. Shoulders relax. Elbows relax. Relax your face. Peaceful mind. Feel your peaceful breath coming in and out. Experience a greater sense of connection, ease, contentment. Your hands to heart center. Taking a moment, thank yourself, honor yourself, see yourself. One Om, three Shantis. exhale. Just gently. Deep breath in. Beautiful day. Namaste.